As we pivot from Mesilas Yesharim to other vistas in Morning Machshava, we move first to the Rambam's letter to Ovadia Hager, which captures so much of the interest that many of you expressed about various options for Morning Machshava. This is one of the Rambam's briefer letters, and it's very, very dense. We're going to watch the Rambam deal with a number of issues of Hashkafa, a number of issues of Emuna. We're going to watch the Rambam deal with some issues of Halacha that have Hashkafic relevance as well. A lot of issues of Hashkafa that have to do with Ribon Shalom, a lot of issues of Hashkafa that have to do with Am Yisrael, that have to do with the Jews' individual relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, towards the end, we're going to also get a sense, a flavor of the Rambam personally. And I mentioned to a number of you that in some of the Rambam's letters, particularly in the shorter letters, you get a sense of the Rambam's personality. He's very, very impersonal. I don't mean that negatively, but he's very, very impersonal in Mishnah Torah, b'chavana. It's not the Rambam speaking, he's just presenting Chazal. Pirush HaMishnayos is a little more conversational. In the letters, which were written to individual people, he's often very conversational. And we're going to watch here, not only you get a sense of the Rambam's personality, the way the Rambam himself thought about situations, specifically we're going to see the way the Rambam thought about interpersonal situations towards the end of the letter. Very, very, very fascinating. The way he assessed the situation, the way he looked at interaction between people, there's a tremendous amount to learn from a very, very short letter. It's Ma'at HaKamos V'Rava Eichos. Let's take a look. This letter, as a matter of fact, appears in some of the editions of Tshuvos HaRambam as three separate Tshuvos, because he's really addressing three questions that Ovadia Hager, who, as we'll see as we continue through the Tshuva, Ovadia Hager seems to have been a Muslim who converted to Yahadus. So he sent the Rambam three different questions in a single letter. The Rambam responds to all three. So some of the publishers, the Tshuvos HaRambam, divide it into three separate Tshuvos. But the truth is, in many of the Kitzvei Yad, it's clear that it was a single letter that Ovadia had sent to the Rambam. The Rambam responded in a single letter. Rambam always responded in the language of the Shoel. If someone wrote him a letter in Arabic, he responded in Arabic. Wrote in Hebrew, responded in Hebrew. Obviously, Ovadia Hager was fluent in Arabic. Perhaps he wrote in Hebrew because he was proud to now be Jewish. Perhaps, as we'll see also, he may have written in Hebrew because some of what he was saying was a little bit sensitive to his neighbors. So let's take a look inside. Let's take a look inside. The edition you have in front of you is a couple of pages from Rav Shalat's edition of the Igros HaRambam. And perhaps by the time we're done with this first Igeris, some of you will be taken enough that you'll want next year to get your hands on a copy of Rav Shalat's Igros HaRambam. Points on the... In his Mavo, in the footnote, says parts of this letter actually appear in several Tshuvos HaRishonim. The first of which is a Tshuvos HaRashba, Chelek Beis Siman and Dalet. They're already quoting this as the Rambam's letter. That's part of how we know that this is indeed an accurate, authentic letter from the Rambam. Higiyu Elai She'elos Marana V'Rabbana Ovadia. This is on page Reish Lamed Gimel. Rabbi Ovadia, he was not a musmach, but the Rambam is B'Chavana, giving him appropriately plenty of kavod. Amaskel Hamavin Ger Tzedek is an intellectual, a deeply thoughtful person, and a true ger. As the igeros continues, we'll see increasingly why the Rambam was investing so much in being mechaber Ovadia. Yishalem Hashem Paolo Simaskur Tosh Leimami Im Hashem Elokei Yisrael Asher Basal Achsos Tachas Kenafav. Kadosh Baruch Hu should pay you back fully for having come to shelter under the wings of the Ribono Shel. Where is it from? That's a reference to a line in Tanakh that was said by a different Jewish leader to a different Gioras. Boaz. Boaz Mitzrus. And that's what he says. I heard about your chesed. Shalem Hashem Paolech. Simas Kurtech Shalem Hashem Lekei Yisrael. So this is a very obvious parallel. Sheila Rishonah. The first of the three questions was one that was personally relevant for this ger. Al iskei abrachas v'atfilas. Over the course of davening, you open a siddur. Yesterday we were talking about the different Pirkei Tehillim and where and how many times they appear in the siddur. But the Rambam says, the Ovadia asks the Rambam, let's move away from Pirkei Tehillim to the nuschos of the brachos. It's a question both in two different scenarios, both when you're davening quietly, as well as when you're the shliach tzibur, you're davening out loud. A very practical shayla, and obviously also a very personal shayla. Avadya says, I am not biologically, genetically, genealogically descended from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. I am not descended from the Jews whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out of Mitzrayim. I'm a ger. So can I say, I can say Elokeinu, but can I say Elokeinu? Say no. They were my great-grandparents, but maybe he's descended from Avram, but not from Yitzchak and not from Yaakov. Kiddushanu mitzvosav, who's we? I wasn't part of that. I'm not descended from the group that stood at Har Sinai. Asher hivdi lanu, or v'hivdi lanu min atoim. Asher bachar banu. Shehinchaltas avoseinu. Birkas HaTorah and Birkas HaMazon. Hotzei sonu me'eretz Mitzrayim. Or Purim, Chanukah, Sha'as anisim la avoseinu. All these references to us, and specifically to avoseinu. They're not. He says, I'm not descended from the Jews who were saved from Gezeiras Haman. My great-great-grandparents were not in any danger. My great-great-grandparents weren't a part of the Nes of Hanukkah. So what should I say? Should I say my great-grandparents? Or should I say Avos Yisrael? V'chol kayotze binyanim elu. Now when you hear such a question, you ought to be thinking about two things, both of which need to be addressed. There's a question I'll put in, what should Avadya say? And obviously beyond, that's the presenting problem, that's the presenting question, and it is a real question. And it's going to come up innumerable times every single day. And by the way, as an aside, it also sensitizes us to how many times in the davening, how many tens of times every day in the Siddur do we reinforce the fact that if I'm not a descendant of Gerim, this Bahamish happened to my great-great-grandparents. It's sort of say these words without even paying attention. I was saying them. We're chazering again and again, I'm descended from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's powerful stuff. It just sort of flies below the radar. And if one is a Ger, then a practical Shiloh, what do you say? Obviously, in addition to the practical shayla which needs to be addressed, there's obviously a very deep emotional piece here also. I'm a ger. I chose to be part of Am Yisrael. How much am I a part of Am Yisrael? Every time he's saying these words, or not saying these words, or at this point, every time he's clearing, every time he comes across the word avoseinu in the siddur, and he's saying, well, shouldn't I say? It is a halachic question. It's also a question of, well, who am I? What am I? Am I really part of Am Yisrael? Am I not part of Am Yisrael? Am I sort of a part of Am Yisrael? So a wise meshiv will address both questions. Each one stands in its own 2 feet. There is a halachic shayla of what Ovadya should say, how we should daven, that has to be addressed. What's the din? And Ovadya is obviously also grappling within, and that has to be addressed as well, independently. Let's take a look at what Rambam says. Yeshach Alomar HaKol Ketiknan. Rambam says, should say, read the Siddur the same way anyone else reads the Siddur. Al Tishamez Avar, don't change a thing. Kemoshi Yisbalel, Bivarach Kol Ezrach Yisrael, Kach Roi L'chol Ezrach L'Spal. The same way any born Jew is Mispalel, specifically Tefillah in the language of Chazal means Shemon Esrei, the same way any born Jew says Brachos. He had mentioned Birkas HaMazon, he had mentioned Birkas HaTorah, he had mentioned the Sha'as HaNisim. Kach Roi L'chol Ezrach L'Spal. You should be reciting Shemon Esrei the same way, you should be reciting the Brachos the same way, here near the bottom of page Reish Lamed Gimel. Bein Shespalalti Yechidi, Bein Shayisa Shliach Tzibur. It doesn't matter whether you're davening quietly or you're davening the Shliach Tzibur. In other words, we discussed this a couple weeks ago, sometimes if I have a different Nusach than the Nusach of the Shul in which I'm davening, whether it's just Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Svard, or a more dramatic difference, So the poskim say that I'm quietly, I'm going to daven my own nusach, but if I'm davening out loud, or if I'm a shev tzibur, so I have to match minag hamakom. But the Rambam said, you could have imagined saying that quietly he has to say some other nusach, but when he's davening b'tzibur, he's davening out loud, so then he has to say, okay, I'm saying it because of minag hamakom, or because he's davening on behalf of the whole tzibur, and overall, pirov it's avo seinu. But the Rambam says that's not what it's about. It doesn't. It's not just when you're a shliach tzibur. Even when you're davening quietly, you're benching. You're not the mezamein benching for everyone. You're benching on your own. You're saying your own bracha and hadlakas ner Chanukah. Not just when you're saying the bracha shas anisim because you're laying the Megillah in the shul. Even when you're biyachid be'etzem, you're supposed to say the same as any other Jew. The ikar hadavar. He's going to explain in a couple of lines that this may be rooted in a machlokas hatanam. And this question of avoseinu. See, he's going to dive into the end of Seder's Rahim. So at the same time that we're diving into Igros HaRambam, we're also expanding our view in Mishnayos. But he says, let me first give you the background. Igros HaDavar, the root of the matter, Avraham Avinu hu shalimi kol ha'am v'hiskilam. Avraham Avinu, he's the one who taught kol ha'am, the whole nation. Which whole nation? There was no Am Yisrael at that point. Right? He had thousands, tens of thousands of talmidim. He was teaching emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was teaching monotheism, Hashem Echad, throughout Mesopotamia, throughout Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Canaan at the time. V'hiskilam, and he enlightened them. V'hodiyam derech ha'emet v'yichur shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He showed them truth. He showed them that there's one God who runs the entire universe. There isn't a pagan pantheon where just different things happen. There are different forces that are disconnected. No, there's a single Borei Olam who's managing the whole show. Ubat b'avodah zarah, dramatic, poetic language. Ram kicked at the avodah zarah, hefer avodasa. And he caused a lot of disintegration. He reduced people's interest in worshiping avodah zarah. Hichnis rabim tachas kanfei ha'shechina. Avraham Avinu brought so many under the wings of the Shechina. The limdam, the horam, he taught them, he trained them, he showed them the way. And Avraham Avinu was broadly, had a broad scope, and he was being makarv by the thousands, by the tens of thousands, and he had a specific focus on his own home. Kemosha kasuva Torah, that last line, tziva banu v'nei beiso lishmar derech Hashem, the Rambam is about to point out, is a paraphrase of a pasuk in Parshas Vayera. Rebbe Sholem says that near the beginning of the story of Stone Vamora, the Torah describes a Kadosh Baruch Hu saying to himself, how can I not tell Avraham Avinu what's going to happen? Ki yudativ, I know him, I love him, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, L'man asher yitzavez banavez beiso acharav v'shamru derech Hashem. He trains his own family. He trains his own household to follow Derech Hashem. The last few lines reflect also one of the longest and most dramatic storytellings in all of Mishnah Torah. Rambam's Mishnah Torah is almost exclusively halacha. Every once in a long while, he'll introduce an air topic in halacha with a little bit of a backstory. Hilchas Chanukah introduces the story of Chanukah because the story of Chanukah doesn't appear in the Tanakh for obvious reasons. The beginning of Hilchas Ishus, the beginning of Sefer Nashim, he introduces the mitzvah of Kiddushin and the Isur against relations outside of Kiddushin with the halachic prehistory of marriage. Kodem Matan Torah, this is how it worked, and then Nitnan Tavis Chad Shalacha, now Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the opportunity and the expectation of marriage and uniquely Jewish marriage. But a few places the Rambam does it. We saw the beginning of Perek Dalva Beis HaBechiri, gives you a little bit of the story of the Aron, but probably the longest and most dramatic is the first Perek of Hilchas Avodah Zarah is largely dedicated to the story of the rise of Avodah Zarah and then the rise of Avraham Avinu. The Rambam there, his language is gorgeous, dramatic, powerful. He speaks at length about the revolution that Avraham Avinu wrought. Here he speaks about it more briefly. You can take a look there. See in the footnotes from the bottom. I believe Rav Shelat tells you where to look in Perek Aleph of Hilchas Avodah Zarah. And why is it significant? And by the way, when you learn Hilchos Avodah Zarah, if you're learning Mishnah Torah, you might wonder, why is the Rambam spending so much time on the history of Avodah Zarah? That maybe I could understand. Okay, maybe it's important to understand how Avodah Zarah develops and where these mistakes come from, to understand sort of the human psyche and how people will sometimes tend towards this mistaken explanation of events around us, so we can be careful. But why so much drama and so much length in talking about Avraham Avinu, talking about the solution? The Rambam writes in a different letter, if I could have written the entire Mishnah Torah in one parak, I would not have written it in two. I believe that the Mishnah Torah as a whole is around 1,000 plus long. But he says, everything I wrote what I needed to write. Kefi HaTorach. If I could have written in one parak, I would not have added one extra parak. So such length about Avraham Avinu, it's not halacha. So here, sometimes you look elsewhere and you see the Rambam in the letters or in the Hagdamas of Pirush HaMishnayos, you hear the Rambam thinking, you see more of the connection between ideas. So here he introduces, more briefly, but the story of Avraham Avinu, that's the beginning of his presentation to Ovadia. What does he say? Lefikach. As we know in Mishnah Torah, we've seen in the past, and we'll see again, as Pesach draws closer, Lefikach is a very, very significant word. It means that there's a causal connection between what he already told us, what he's about to tell us. Not just two ideas, but what he just told us is the reason for what's coming up. Lefikach. See, here's why it's important for us to know about the role of Avraham Avinu. Lefikach kol shmishi is gaya tzov kol adoros v'chol miyachid shmosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'mosh kasev haTorah. Any ger throughout the generations, or it sounds like he's saying even a non-Jew who accepts Yichud Hashem, who accepts belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that perhaps what he means with that second phrase. But certainly, any ger tzedek, Talmido shel Avraham Avinu ubnei beis doein. That's beiso shel Avraham. Yishan asher tzav ez banav ez beiso. Rechul an hechzer l'muta. K'shem shehechzer an shedoro b'fev l'muto. Just as Avraham Avinu lived directly with his own words, speaking to them face to face, taught, inspired people by the thousands and tens of thousands to be chozer b'tshuva t'rabon shalom, kach hefzer kol asin l'zgayir b'tzav v'so sh'tzivos b'navaz b'ni b'so. He indirectly was mekar of you, the Ram says to Ovadia, because he had a masorah. Because he is mitzavah's b'navaz b'so acharav. That's not just something interesting to know about Avraham Avinu. That means that anyone who's plugged in to Yichud HaBorei is a Talmud of Avraham Avinu. Nimsa Avraham Avinu av lezaro hakesher ma'ochim bedrachav, the av letalmidav. Avraham Avinu is a great grandfather to any of his descendants, hakesher ma'ochim bedrachav, who are kosher, who go in his ways. And that the Rambam is indicating that, as he writes at a greater length in the Hakdamah Techelek, where he delineates, he enumerates the 13 Ikari Emunah. He says, if a Jew chooses to reject Ikari Emunah, he's choosing to reject his connection to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. He's choosing to reject his connection to Am Yisrael. It's a frightening thought. And a Jew who is plugged in is descended from Avram, but as well, Avla Talmida, they call Ger Shizgar, any Ger, Avram says. You don't have to be Zera Avram in the biological sense, to be a Talmud of Ramavinu. You are a intellectual, a spiritual, a religious great-grandson of Ramavinu. You say, Shen Chaltas Avoseinu, Shal Avram Nitna Aretz, Shenema Kumis Aleich Ba'aretz, Orkah Olerachba, Kilacha Etenena. So the Ram says, anything that has to do with Avraham Avinu, you are absolutely going to refer to Avraham as Avoseinu. He says, however, does that apply to everything, all the examples that Avadid asked? No. Shasanisim, Avraham Avinu wasn't part of the Neschanuk and Nesbor. Even Shotisam and Mitzrayim, Avraham Avinu wasn't around Tzias Mitzrayim. Shavol Shotisam and Mitzrayim, Shasanisim and Avoseinu, in Ratzisa Lashano Zolomer Shehotsesi Yisrael and Mitzrayim, Israel, MR. If you want to, fascinating. Ram says you have options. If you want to say Shotzeis Yisrael, that's fine. Vim lo shin yisaklum in the kachavsin. But you could also choose to keep the nusach the same. You chose to join Am Yisrael. There's no divide between us and you, between Jews who were born Jews and you who chose, who is a Jew by choice, who chose to become a Jew. It says all the nisim that occurred, it's ki'ilu, it happened to you too. Fascinating. What does that mean? What does that mean? So Sperry is wondering, what do I mean? But historically, it just ain't so. He is not descended.
I was wondering, what's the difference between tefillah such that the Rambam told him not to change it rather than the nisim,
So the first point of good, so the first point the Rambam is making is that you are absolutely considered to be B'nai Avram. Not genealogically, but it doesn't matter. You're absolutely considered to be, this sounds like Banim Heim Heim HaTalmidim, it sounds like what Ram has in the back of his mind, but he doesn't mention that. Think of the line in Sefer Melachim. Eliyahu is going up in the Rikhvei Esh, and Elisha cries out for the last time to his Rebbe, Avi, Avi, Rechav Yisrael Farasha. Calls him my father. And that's one of the sources Chazal have, that the relationship between Rebbe and Talmud is akin to a relationship between a parent and a child. So it sounds like that's in the back of the Rambam's mind, though he doesn't mention explicitly that you are mitalmidei Avram, and therefore you can refer to Avram as Avram Avinu, as much as any other Jew can. The Rambam is not referencing the pasuk by Eliyahu and Elisha, he is referencing the pasuk by Avram himself. The Torah, Rabbon Shalom, was putting the two almost like a hekesh. Banav and Beso go together. And then he's saying, if there isn't a direct Avram connection, so then the Rambam thinks, you could go either way. Historically, you're not descended from the Jews who experienced Yitzias Mitzrayim, nor the Nes of Purim, nor the Nes of Chanukah. But on the other hand, you are absolutely a part of us. And he points to Pasuk in Yeshayahu, which is famous to us. We're going to lay it in less than 2 weeks on Tainus Esther, later next week. A non-Jew who joined HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who attached himself to Ribbono Shel Olam, should not think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu separates me from his people. Ein sham hefresh kalal beinenu vein chal l'chol davar. You're absolutely a part of Am Yisrael. And he says, all the more so, think about context. He says, Mela we could handle Sha'asa Nisim Lavoseinu Hotesanu Mitzrayim. Those refer to specific historical events. It is true that this ger is not genealogically, you know, descended from Jews who experienced those Nisim. But the Rambam says, you know, you could go both ways. I think either one is acceptable. But he says, when we're talking not about specific historical events, when we're talking about the impact of those historical events, the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Vada yishach halavarach asher bachar banu, asher nosan lanu, asher hivdi lanu. When we talk about the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael in Birkas HaTorah, and by the way, we say these words every day, and how much do we even think about the deep pools of meaning, and we rattle through Birkas HaTorah. We talk about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is invested in us, that we're a part of Am Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is invested in all of humanity, is uniquely invested in us. Wow. So Rambam says, there once again, there's no room to negotiate. You absolutely will say the same as any other Jew, because you are as much, historically, your great-grandparents weren't a part of Pesach, Purim, and Chanukah, but the stories of Pesach, Purim, and Chanukah. But the impact, the Bechiras Yisrael, the Nesinas HaTorah, the Havdalah Ben Yisrael Amim, you are as much a part of Am Yisrael as any other Jew. You are as much a part of Bechiras Yisrael as any other Jew. Kvar Baruch Hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose you. You chose him, and he chose you. Hivdil lecha min ha'umos, nas lecha ha'Torah, sh'ha'Torah lanu v'la'geirim nitta, says it's Beferish in the Pesukim. Beferish in the Pesukim. Beferish in the Pesukim. So the Rambam has already laid out a number of important pieces. We will see tomorrow the way the Rambam completes this discussion of the first of the three Shilas. He's going to continue to develop these ideas. And he's also going to, as promised, close this part of the tshuva by referring to a machlokas hatanoim that appears to be relevant in Maseches Bikurim. But so many ideas is already developed in terms of the relationship between Rabbeim and Talmidim and the significance of Masorah and the role of our Rama Avinu. I begin to appreciate why it is the Rambam felt it was so significant to spend time in the Mishnah Torah. In the first paragraph of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, talking about Avraham Avinu. And hopefully, we're just getting started with the Sigeres, but already, not only is it's getting us thinking already about concepts that we take for granted. It's getting us thinking much more deliberately about Bechiras Yisrael, what it means to be Jewish, what it means to be a part of Masorah, what it means to be... We rattle off Elkei Avraham, Elkei Yitzchak, Elkei Yaakov every time we daven. To stop and appreciate what that meant is very, very significant. And to appreciate the different parts of the davening. To think about what we're saying. Which tomorrow we'll continue. We'll see how the Rambam closes up the discussion of the halachic question here about how Avodah Ger should daven. And then hopefully tomorrow we'll also begin to see his next question. His next question is a question about Hashkacha Pratis. It's an overtly Hashkafic question. How Hashkacha Pratis works, how Bechira works, how Bitachon works, is going to open up a lot of practical questions.